Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and coming up here in December is what is called the Keweenaw Holiday Hoopla Fundraiser. And though the name is new, it's actually a very familiar event that takes place here in the Copper Country. Here to tell me about it is Jeff Ratcliffe from KEDA and Brian Donnelly from the Keweenaw Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, and welcome.
Now, as I mentioned, the Hoopla is a new name for an event that has been very successful. Tell me about it.
So the Holiday Hoopla is a collaborative event between the Chamber of Commerce, Keweenaw Young Professionals, and KEDA, where it's that social event that we're going to put together for our community, for our business community, to get together, relax, spend some time together in a social setting, but also raise some money for two important causes that we can talk about. One being the Keweenaw Barriga Houghton Community Action Food Bank, and then the second one being the trade scholarships that KEDA holds a silent auction for. So maybe Jeff would like to talk a little bit more about those scholarships.
Yeah, and this has been a great opportunity because KEDA has put together a scholarship program, I think back in around 2012. It was a recognition by the organization that there was a gap in the support for kids that were not looking to go to college, go to a four-year program. And plus our businesses, you know, our economy relies on mostly non-university-educated people. But it relies on skilled people. And so this was an opportunity to fill a gap, to provide financial support for kids that were looking to go for a certification program or a one-year or two-year training program. So we started, I believe it was about 2012, they set out to raise $4,500 to provide nine $500 scholarships, one for a graduating senior from each of the nine high schools in the what essentially is the Copper Country Intermediate School District in Barriga, Houghton, Keweenaw counties. So that's what we've set out to do. Part of the funding we raise, about $2,500 annually, is from a silent auction. So we go out and beg, and it's nearly not that. We go out and ask our business community for items, and they have been very, very generous over the years in providing those items. We bring them forward, and we hold a silent auction, and we raise that chunk of money, and then we also go out and seek additional contributions from the business community to flesh out the balance of what we need to issue those nine scholarships.
That piggybacks very well with the push in this area that the voters agreed with just in the last election back in August, that they supported the millage for trades education through the CCISD. And so this is an opportunity for a lot of those students to be able to take a next step if they have a scholarship to be able to go on and get further education.
That is correct. It's been very well received by the schools. It's been very well received by the students. So again, we're giving these opportunities. I think there is a desire by many within KEDA to see if we could raise more. You know, and I think those are going to be upcoming goals. If we can raise additional dollars, more scholarships, or even potentially some larger dollar scholarships. It's important. The data is out there, and you know, again, the vast majority of jobs in the U.S. economy are not related to a four-year degree. But as our economy becomes increasingly based on technology and the use of technology, it requires people to have some degree of post-secondary skill training, mm-hmm. And they're good jobs.
Yeah, it is something to see that we have, you know, qualified employee shortage of, you know, care candidate shortage for so many trades jobs up here in the Upper Peninsula. Yes, it's difficult to find a job, but if you have the right skills, you can get a job. You can get a good paying job, and you know, that's the key to staying up here and enjoying your time here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as a banker in the area, I spent a lot of time going around and talking to local businesses, and when I asked them the question, what's the one factor that's holding your business from being all that it could be, the most common answer is not being able to find the talent to fill the jobs that I have, and they're not necessarily looking for people with a 4-year degree. They're looking for people with specific skills, and I think that this program that will be at the Holiday Hoopla is a great support to one of our big business needs in the area.
The Holiday Hoopla used to be, I believe, it was the Keweenaw Business Ball, right? If people are familiar with that.
Well, you know, the first time that we put this party on, they made the mistake of letting me name it. so they put more creative people on the job this year and gave it a better name. But you know, and the second cause that's served by the Holiday Hoopla is putting together some money for the food bank. So the hoopla will be on Wednesday, December 6th at the Continental Firehouse. They've been very generous with their space and helping us to put some of their new delicious food out for the guests. And at the door, we're going to ask for a suggested $30 donation, and that money will go towards the food bank. In the last 3 years, we've raised over $4,000. And that has bought 48,000 pounds of food for the Community Action Food Bank. They're able to buy food at 8 cents a pound. So a few thousand dollars raised at an event like this puts a lot of food on the table for the most vulnerable and needy people in our community. So in addition to coming out to a great, fun, social event at the Continental Firehouse, you'll be helping put food on the table for those most needy people in our community.
You mentioned that it's a $30 at the door. You don't buy tickets in advance.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You can also purchase tickets in advance at Keweenaw.org, which is the Chamber of Commerce's webpage, /events. So Keweenaw.org/events, and you can actually buy tickets in advance if you'd like to do it that way.
Okay, and I'm sure that's a big help too to know how many people are coming, or at least some sort of idea about plan all that food and everything.
We would certainly appreciate knowing in advance how many people are going to be there.
Okay, and is there a deadline to order those tickets?
You know, I guess the earlier the better. Okay. I don't know that we're going to put a hard and fast deadline in the sand, but certainly it's great to have a head count ahead of time.
Okay. And I want to add, too, that even if it's snowing out, there will be a hoopla.
As it did last year. It snowed very, very hard.
And we had a smaller turnout than the previous year, but we had a really good group of folks, and everybody had a really good time. I think everybody was glad they came, and we raised the funds we needed, and we still bought food for the food bank. So
certainly.
And that food pantry is such a good cause to support, because all the food that it's donated there goes to people that live here. There are other larger organizations that distribute food, but they distribute food over a wider area. And so your donations, you know, they go to needy people, but not necessarily your neighbors. So the food bank being able to do that, making sure that the food goes to the people that need it right here in the Copper Country, that's a big thing and a nice thing to support.
Yeah, absolutely. Through Keweenaw Young Professionals, I've worked with a number of different food-based organizations or organizations in the area, and several of them have actually told us, you know, rather than running a can drive where you collect physical food items, it's easier for everybody sometimes to direct it all to that central food bank, and which supports a lot of organizations here in our area. So very efficient use of our community dollars.
I know Chef Mark Patillo is going to provide a lot of great food there at the Continental. He's the chef over there. I assume he's going to be doing a lot of that.
Yes. We're all going to be fed very well. And, of course, you know, Chef Mark's a very creative guy. And I think that we're going to, you know, be able to get an early peek at some of the new menu items that they're going to be offering at the mining school at the Continental facility there.
They've been meaning to stop by their new restaurant now that they've been serving food. I haven't had a chance, but I've heard it's heard good things. I've heard good
it's
things
very
about
good.
It,
so. Yeah. Quality goes where Mark Patillo goes. So
definitely. What about entertainment for the night? So do you have anything lined up?
So actually there's going to be music and dancing downstairs on the main floor of the Continental. So this event will be held in the loft area at the Continental Firehouse, and there will be music and dancing downstairs. Maybe Jeff will be out on the dance floor.
You never know.
Terrific. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the organizations that are involved in this. We've mentioned Keweenaw Young Professionals, and I've had members of them, their group in here from time to time. I love what they do and what they provide.
Yeah, what a bright, dynamic, energetic group of people that is. I've been lucky to be a little bit of a part of that group, and they've really got it going on here in our community.
Yeah, so active too, and it's, they have their social events, and those are great. I've been to those before, but there doesn't seem to be a major community event that comes up anymore where the Keweenaw Young Professionals aren't tied into it somehow.
Yeah, I think what's really really special about that group is there's not necessarily an overall guiding principle goal that they're trying to achieve other than just making this a vibrant place to live. And it should be noted that they're seeking new board members for next year. And I'd encourage any young person in the area to seek out one of those board positions. What the Keweenaw Young Professionals really do is they look for areas of interest of both the board and what people are looking for in our community, whether it be events or programs, learning opportunities and things like that. And it's a great chance for a young professional to develop some leadership skills, coordination skills, advertising skills, marketing skills, budgeting skills, in putting on some of these events and programs. So if you have things that you'd like to see executed in our community, the Keweenaw Young Professionals is a great venue for you to put your imagination and drive to work and have some people there to support you.
Jeff, you're with the KEDA, Keweenaw Economic Development Alliance, and one of your big news was that you had a recent move.
Yes, we are now housed within the chamber, the Keweenaw Peninsula Chamber of Commerce offices.
And what advantages does that give you?
Well, it first off provides KEDA with a little bit better space. It allows me to have not only my office, but an office for my associate, Dara Groeneveldt, to work out of and conference with her small business clients. It provides us to a more robust back office support, and also it's going to allow us to utilize some shared staffing, which has been something that I have not had. So it'll allow me to move some of the day-to-day administrative duties that I also have been doing myself over to an administrative support person and free up time for pursuing some of our key strategic goals in our economic development strategic plan.
Now, there probably is not going to be a parade or a banner or a statue made up to KEDA or to anybody that's worked there, but from being at a lot of the meetings that happen here in town, whether it's a county board, even down to village level, I see you there a lot. And KEDA is always working to try to improve things business-wise and provide more opportunities for business growth and development. And I say this, there'll probably never be a parade, is because it's almost you work so much behind the scenes, but the effect is something that everybody sees, the results of what you do. What are some of those strategic initiatives that you're working on?
Well, in 2015, late 2015, we completed a strategic plan, an economic development strategic plan for the entire Keweenaw. We brought in, we collected input from one end of the Keweenaw to the other. We brought people together. We sorted through that input. Then we brought another group of folks back together to actually kind of sift that input, that prioritized input, into what became a strategic plan. We used a facilitator, and that basically allowed us to distill all of that into a vision, a mission, and goals. And our primary goals are, they're all essentially basic economic development goals, but it came out of the process, is to foster business growth, to look after our infrastructure. Make sure all types of infrastructure is being, we're working on it. We're making sure it's being improved, it's being replaced. Some types of infrastructure where it's things like power, where we may not have a direct ability to change it, but we're keeping an eye on it and doing the things that we can to address the issue. Revitalizing our communities. We have great communities here, but we need to make sure that the downtowns are redeveloping, buildings are being put back into use, improvements are made. Housing is a recognized area where we have some gaps. And again, if you want to foster business growth, you need to have places for people to live and the right mix of places for people to live. So that's a key goal there. Talent attraction and retention. We talked earlier about the skilled trade scholarships, the importance of talent, all levels and all types of talent. We've got to look after, we've got to figure out ways to keep it here. We've got to figure out ways to attract it. We have companies that have jobs that are not being filled. We've got to be able to get those people here. And so, again, those people depending on the type, they're going to require cool places to live, vibrant downtowns, the right kind of housing, you know. So these things go together. And finally, we really need to look after our cultural and our recreation infrastructure. We have some great, great infrastructure. Copper Harbor Trails, you know, signature silver-rated trail. You know, it's up there in the top levels of mountain bike trails in the United States, if not the world. And we have Mount Bohemia, extreme skiing. Great, draws people in from all around the Great Lakes Basin. We have the Mosto Hedo Trails. We have the Swedetown Trails. We've got the Tech Trails. We've got these great hiking, biking, cross-country ski trails. Mount Ripley, right in close to you know, you want to hunt, you want to fish, you want to get out on the big lake, you want to get out on the small lakes. I mean, we've got all of this outdoor adventure recreation infrastructure and capacity, but we've got to make sure it's accessible, people know how to get to it, it's maintained. Where there's gaps, where there's trails that have issues, we've got to make sure those things, so we've got to take stock of it and make sure that is in good shape. Because again, all these things, if you want to attract talent and keep talent, the talent that comes here and stays here wants that recreation component, so we've got to make sure it's in good shape too. So they all fit together. None of them has a priority over the other because they all work with each other.
I see. And you're now sharing resources with the Keweenaw Chamber of Commerce. And we think of the biggest employers here in town with Michigan Tech and with our healthcare system and the Chamber of Commerce, you know, those may be part, but mm-hmm. so many other different small, from small business to medium-sized business. I just had a great tour through Calumet Electronics a mm-hmm. few weeks ago, and I was so impressed. But just the number of different businesses that make up the Keweenaw is much more than just a couple of big employers. Mm-hmm. And you represent those, and getting them all to, build upon each other and use, you know, what everybody has to offer there.
Yeah, you know, I think that sentiment is exactly what's behind our decision for KEDA and the Chamber of Commerce to co-locate, and you know, that whole strategic plan that Jeff just articulated, that's not a plan that either one of our entities is going to be able to act out on our own. It's going to take all those business entities, large and small in our community, community government, community nonprofits, community school systems, and education systems, all working together, and both the at different levels, the Chamber of Commerce and KEDA work to try to organize that effort. Part of the work is putting together the plan that Jeff worked on in 2015, and establishing not for our community but with our community what are our goals, what's important to us, what do we think our strengths are, but a plan is just a plan, right? It's just a document, and our job, both the Chamber and KEDA, is to work to spend resources in the same direction. And this co-location is going to position those two organizations to do that very efficiently and very, very well. So there's going to be great communication and collaboration. There's going to be less overlap. We're gonna kind of cut out some of the things that we've both done mediocre fashion and just kind of split the, some of those things up, and just one organization will do them well. And then a big thing when we talk about deploying the resources of our economic development agencies in the area, those resources are generally people. Jeff and Whitney and Tara, who we've just hired at the Chamber of Commerce, as well as Dar, those are really the resources. So the dollars that our community businesses and some nonprofits spend, and some governments spend in investing in the Chamber of Commerce in Kita, generally what that money is spent on is hiring the people that go out and hit the street and try to move things forward. So I'm really, really excited about this kind of repositioning of the two organizations and the collaboration. I think we're going to be much more effective, and but something that's really important for everybody to know is that our ears are open, and we really desperately need to hear from you if you've got ideas about things that could be accomplished in our community. If you see opportunities of things that that we could work on, don't be silent about it. We certainly want to hear everybody's ideas. And both these organizations, they're not here to turn a profit. They're here to serve our business community. So it's your right and maybe your responsibility if you see some opportunities to reach out and let us know about what we can accomplish.
And it's the successful small communities that have where instead of competing against each other, the organizations and the businesses realize, you know, together, if we build on each other's strengths, together we can make the community a whole lot better, a whole lot more attractive to outside, you know, investors, movers, whatever it might be.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we know what the reality is here. We're, you know, when we talk about things, even on a state level, you know, in Lansing, how loud is our voice? Well, it's a lot less quiet if the Chamber of Commerce is speaking about one message and the Economic Development Agency is speaking a different message. It's really, really important for us as a small community at the west end of the Upper Peninsula to speak with one voice, to spend our resources in one direction, to all work on one plan, because it's communities that collaborate well together that collectively do great things, and communities that you know, quibble and fight with each other and pretend like the other agency in town is the enemy, they're not going to have the same success. And on that note, I think Jeff and I would both say that if there's any other agencies out there that want to come to the table and you know, try to work out a way that we can, our two agencies can work well with them, we're certainly open to that, right, Jeff?
Well, and in one way, you know, that's one of the things we do have going here is we are, as an economic development organization, we work with, I mean, the relationship we have with the chamber is a specific relationship in the co-location and things we're doing together as organizations. But in economic development, we're, you know, I work with the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center. So we work very closely with them. We work with Michigan Works. They're an agency that we provide referrals to when we're out talking to companies and there's issues that you know, labor needs and things that they can handle. We work with them. The Upward Talent Council, which is the administrative arm for the Michigan Works program, supports KEDA. In a very direct way. We work with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. They both have staff, one staff person each for the UP. They are out there working with companies, so we work jointly with them on making visits, identifying where there are issues or where there are resources that those companies can tap from those respective organizations. We work with Northern Initiatives, which is a regional alternative lender. I mean, we're part of two different regional bodies, so we as KEDA, as an economic development organization, as an economic developer, I stay in tune with what is happening regionally, supporting what is going on regionally. I serve on the member of the board of one of those organizations. So it economic development is a team sport. I mean, it is not something that happens. I, and you know, God forbid, you know, the MTEC Smart Zone. I mean, right here locally, we have this great, great organization, great resource. It's doing some tremendous work in fostering, nurturing, and supporting our technology companies, and even doing a lot of work to support stage two companies, especially on the operational side in terms of providing additional resources to help some of these companies deal with operational type challenges and issues. You know, I've named all these other bigger organizations, but right here in our community, we have, you know, other support organizations that fill a niche role that we work with. Our Western UP Planning and Development Region, you know, another organization. It's a six county organization, but you know, we work with them. They're another piece in our pie. They do certain types of work that we need. We rely on. Providing the information and, in some cases, grant writing support, especially because of their affiliation with the U.S. Economic Development Administration. So there's probably more than I'm even missing in there, but it is a team effort, and we are, as an organization, you know, we work with that team.
And I am talking right now with Jeff Radcliffe from Keweenaw Economic Development Alliance and Brian Donnelly from the Keweenaw Peninsula Chamber of Commerce. I want to remind everybody of the Keweenaw Holiday Hoopla fundraiser taking place at the Continental Fire Company on December 6th. Starts at 6:30. You can get your tickets $30 in advance or at the door. And we'll have information posted on KeweenawReport.com on how to do that as well. Thanks, gentlemen, for coming on the program and telling us about it.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.